Governor Herbert was clear when he laid out his Healthy Utah plan that he wants to accept federal dollars to help 111,000 Utahns buy insurance on the private market. But he does not consider it an expansion of Medicaid. House Speaker Becky Lockhart begs to differ.
As I'm looking at it, it appears to me to be full Obamacare expansion by another name.
Herbert said he wanted the money in the form of a block grant, giving the state maximum flexibility. But Lockhart says Herbert's plan comes with obligations to the federal government and requirements to expand coverage. She says while the plan does not require state funding for the first 3 years, that could change.
He's asking for this waiver for 3 years. And then what? Then what happens to the 111,000 people that he proposes to cover? Where does that money come from? We don't know. And it could very well come from the Utah taxpayers.
Lockhart says it's hard to say what members of the House Majority Caucus are thinking, but she's guessing they may have some of the same concerns.
I think it would be safe to say that the House is very resistant to getting the taxpayers involved in expanding a program with no assurance of what that might look like 2 or 3 years down the road.
Senate President Wayne Niederhauser says his caucus has not met yet to discuss the governor's plan, but when they met earlier this week, the group did not support a full expansion of Medicaid. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.